The God of the gaps. The phrase, the God of the gaps, comes from a notion that all things that cannot be explained must come from a God. Admittedly, if we just use God as an answer to all questions, we would have learned very little about our world. People who refuse to acknowledge God's existence will often use God of the gaps to belittle those who believe in a creator God. Those who use God of the gaps against creationists lack understanding. Now, creationists is those who believe in a creator. Let me use a car to illustrate my point. If we take a car back 4,000 years ago in time and let people ride in it, they would most likely believe it came from the gods or a god. As a modern thinker, we might think that is ignorant. I would say that those who believe that are ignorant. Why, you ask? Well, today we may know how cars work and how they were created. We understand the mechanical principles that cause it to function. We design electronic circuitry that runs throughout it. So then the modern thinker says to the ancient man, "See, there is no God." They misunderstand what a God is. To the ancient man, a God was someone or something that possessed knowledge or power that most men did not. So people like Ford, Volt, and Tesla could be called the gods of the modern car. This is essentially what people did in the past. They recognized that things came from other intelligent beings. We, though, need to go a little farther. We need to know men have discovered laws of physics. We also know they did not create those laws. So where did they come from? Until we know better, we say God gave them to us. In my mind, if we just say they exist without intelligent being creating them, we have not answered the question. It is just a refusal to accept God as an answer. The modern thinker has come no closer to understanding our world apart from God than the ancient man did. All we can do today is describe our world in a more granular detail. So, listener, please do not let anyone make you feel foolish for believing there is a God. Believing in God means you recognize that there are things that we just don't understand. We also acknowledge that order comes from design and design comes from intelligence. The fool is the one who will not accept the possibility of a God, who believes that their intelligence is nothing more than an illusion. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. I hope it's been enlightening for you. I hope it's been a help. Please come back and listen more. And I would appreciate it if you would share it with others. Have a great day, and thank you so much.